I walk into any room knowing that I'm different. It's because I got a call sign from someone like him.
I literally would be a potato if it wasn't for Oskido.
And Oskido's like, he's genuine.
He literally gave me my first big break.
This man has done so much for so many people.
Come on, Oskido. Hey, my friend. For life.
He's that leader.
Oskido is a Mandela of music.
Before we were friends, like, we see us smiling, drinking some wine today. Were the worst rivals.
For me, it goes beyond just what he has done in my career.
I think a lot of young people also need, if they're going to be serious in the music industry, they need to look into the business mind of Oskido.
We time the game. We cannot say what we hot man in the game. We time because of his age, number one. We time because of his span.
His achievements are my achievements. I'm looking at him and tell my brother is, because I can tell him that we are born in Sinkwa, shall rotate. Omunye lomunye thole peace.
You know, the beautiful thing about Oskido is he's never been unreal.
Welcome to I Believe, yes, where we look at what's happening in the electronic dance music. And you know what? I'm chilling with my boy, Panshapa. And Panshapa is from the Free State, you know, out there in Tabantu. If you know Bloemfontein, you know what I'm talking about. Welcome.
Thank you, Hotman.
Okrendi Ntwanas.
I am.
Yeah. Panshapa is doing big things, man. In the Afro house space, Afro tech, you know, house, deep house space. And tell me something.
That's good, man.
You fell in love with house music. Because you know a lot of youngsters, they are more into hip hop and all that stuff. But you fell in love with house music. What happened?
House music has always been a part of me, Khotman.
Yeah.
Growing up in Tabantu, the streets of Tabantu, radios playing. They were playing BOP, they were playing your tracks, they were playing tracks from your label. I grew up through Afro House.
Yeah.
So Afro House birthed me, man. Yes.
But how old were you? Because that time people, I mean, were playing, it was like Tribal House, it was different stuff which were playing, stuff from Bodhisattva, you know, stuff from DJ Gregory. We're playing a lot of stuff. So you're listening a lot of Church Grooves, the Fresh Flavors, eh?
Yes, but at that time, we didn't have cell phones. So it's just from radio, from mostly radio.
Yeah.
Yes, and from this cassettes that my sister used to collect, house grooves.
Yeah.
In cassette, in tape.
How old were you then?
I was like 5 or 4 years old.
Yeah.
So we used to jam that, play that. And my mom was... cheerleader coach, majorette, was with majorette, and she would train her students with that kind of music.
Yeah.
And mostly, again, with electro music, like electric hits, 100 electro hits, something like that. Yes.
Yeah. No, I remember those compilations.
So I grew up in that environment.
All right. Because that time, other kids were also listening to hip hop. But you were drawn by that. But anyway, you know what? We're going to come to that. Tabantu, Free State, South Africa, Bloemfontein. But boom, you are now based in Portugal. What happened?
Yo.
The journey.
I'm grateful for that opportunity. After I finished my matric results, I was awarded a scholarship to study abroad.
Okay.
I was studying civil engineering. Whereby I, unfortunately, I couldn't finish because...
You know who's also a civil engineer?
Who?
It's Van Gogh.
Oh, yes, he is, you know? I remember.
Yeah. No, amazing, yeah.
Yeah, so that was the first time I ever went out of the Free State was go to Portugal.
In to my study.
Life. Not to study. I never went to Cape Town, never went to Durban, never went to Johannesburg. Like the first time I ever
I'm saying
went
that up, you finished matric, then you're doing civil engineering. That's so your adversity.
Yes.
And then from there, you got a scholarship, right?
I got a scholarship to study abroad in Portugal.
Okay.
Yes. Then during COVID, we had problems, financial problems at the institute.
Where? Down there in Portugal?
Down there in Portugal. Some students, and I'm one of those students, the funding was cut, but my girlfriend, who's my wife now, was like, Andile, you already started music, doing music here in Portugal, and some people already know you here. I say just risk it rather than going home where the opportunity is very slim.
Yes.
Here it's open season for everyone. Risk it. Let's push your music here and I'll finish my course here. So we took the risk. I stayed in Portugal while others returned back to South Africa.
Yeah, but there you are a young kid in Portugal.
Yes.
You're this kid from South Africa, yes. And you want to break through.
Yes.
And take me through that journey. I mean, I'm sure it didn't just happen like that.
Yeah, it was difficult. Honestly speaking, it was a bit difficult because no one knew me.
Yeah.
Me and my wife were not getting like a crazy amount of money every month. It's called stipend.
Yeah.
From the scholarship. So she would help me to go to Afro House or house music shows. I would go to shows, travel, neighboring countries like Spain. I could go to another city in Lisbon,
yeah.
And she would help me pay.
Watch other DJs play.
Watch other DJs and hopefully I give them a pen drive or USB, like, check me out.
But who were you watching those days?
I remember I went to Venko, but I couldn't speak.
Oh, so you're following mostly South African DJs?
Yes, trying to connect. Trying to connect. I remember I went to Lisbon again, but this was an Electro event.
This was back when, in 2021, right?
This was 2021.
So
again, in Europe, it's kind of safe. I can risk this. I would sleep in bus stations. I would sleep in train stations because I can't afford a hotel to stay in. So I would do that and try to connect to DJs, promoters, club owners, and give them like demos and stuff. But unfortunately, I'm a nobody. So, but then it was safe. It taught me to be persistent and keep on going.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And then when that break, I wanted you to understand, there is a kid who's like following other DJs, giving them demos. You are in Europe.
2022.
And yeah, yeah.
2022.
Yeah.
When Black Coffee played my track called Amsterdam.
All right.
When he played Amsterdam and he had a track called Drive.
Yes.
And he played Amsterdam and the Drive a cappella, and that video trended. Someone posted it. They're like, yo, that's your track. I was like, wow, yeah, Black Coffee posted it. Not Black Coffee, Black Coffee played it.
Yeah.
And trended. I was like, oh, okay, maybe I'm in. Then Black Coffee, every show he played Amsterdam with that vocal.
Wow.
So a lot of people were like, what is this track? And it was not released yet.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, I think this is my break. So I put all my bet in that track, Amsterdam.
Okay.
Tried to do good videos, good promo for it, good ads for it, targeted ads, and it opened doors for me.
Targeted ad or on social media?
Yes, on social media. Because the world is on social media right now.
Yeah.
Yes, so this was 2022, and I released the track on 2022 summer fall.
Yeah.
So the summer season was over.
Yeah.
So we're going to South Africa in December.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And I came back.
Europe, the season is over.
Yes, and I couldn't afford to go back to South Africa.
Yo.
And I, a friend of Black Coffee is the one who booked me a flight to go back home to see my family, Mario Badbox.
Okay. Oh, Mario. Yeah.
I asked him, I was like, yeah, I miss my family. I just want to go home. It's like, I'd rather send you some cash. You sort me out when you are right. I was like, all right, cool. Got me the flight. I went back to South Africa to see my family. And I arrived. People were playing Amsterdam.
Wow.
I saw Murder played Amsterdam. I say Oscar Mbo played Amsterdam. I was like, yo.
Yeah.
Okay. And when I go to shows, they're like, did you make this track? I was like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, no, yeah, we thought he's a European guy who made this track. I'm like, yeah, I'm based in Europe, but it's me. I'm South African. Yeah. I'm from Tabancho. Right. So like, wow, that's crazy. Then 2023, January, everything came together. Everything came together.
What do you mean everything came together? There, you are in South Africa, everyone is playing, this Amsterdam, and then do you go back to Europe?
I went back to Europe, I went back to school.
Yeah.
I went back to school. But in the midst of the 2022 to 2023, I had a friend of mine called Mojo.
Mojo, he's one of the biggest DJs out there.
Yes.
Where is he based?
In Nice.
So how did you connect with Mojo? Because he's like one of the dopest producers.
He played an old track of mine called Jump. called Jump. I released it in 2020 during COVID. Hamid Saifi, Midi from Descendants in New York, was like, bro, Mojo just played a track. It's a banger, bro. Like, I texted Mojo, and Mojo was like, oh, send me demos, bro. And I sent him demos, like, on Instagram. And he was like, bro, I'm opening a label. If you want to release with us, just release with us. And I released with them. And in the midst of that happening, Mojo got big as well. He released
and
this
then Swedish the Amsterdam Mafia track. Did you release it with him?
No.
Okay.
I released with a Portuguese label.
Okay. Yes. So now you release with Mojo, right? Okay.
Yeah, I released with Mojo. But then Mojo as well helped in promoting the track as well.
Wow.
Amsterdam, yes. Okay. So 2023, going to 2023, Mojo is big. He has the biggest track with Swedish House Mafia and The Weeknd.
It's the biggest
track. So he's like, I have so many shows, but I cannot go to all these shows like at once. So some of them give it to Andile, give them to Banshapa.
Wow. That's speaking to his agency.
Speaking to his agency.
Okay. Yes. So now he connected you to an agency.
To the agency based in Monaco.
Yeah.
So the agency was like, okay, let's help this guy you believe in so much. Let's help him out. So ever since 2023, when Mojo gave me his gigs and I was, I took some shows as well with him. I was his opening DJ.
Wow.
They were like, we give you a contract, we work with you and get you gigs.
Wow.
Because Mojo.
Big up Mojo. Big up for that, man. Yeah. So tell me, how important is it for you to have the right agency? So now, because you are in the scene, Mojo has put you in, because lucky, I'm sure you've been with that agents. Are they still your agents?
Yes, they're still. Yes.
Okay. How important is it to have the right agency in Europe?
It's very important because they are connected to promoters, they are connected to good clubs, good festivals, and they can put you on, vouch for you, fight for you, brand place you in good brand circles. It's very, very important because alone you can do only so much, but with the agency, it's very important to have them.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, so now the good thing is that you've got experience with the South African audiences back home.
Yes.
And now you're based in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got also an experience with that because this is where your brand is mostly anchored. What is the difference?
Wow.
Because you're traveling, you're playing at different clubs.
Yes. Europe, it's nice. It's calming. You can be free. I'm not anxious when I play in Europe. But in South Africa, South Africans are purists. They are purists. It's like everyone, if you throw a rock, someone is a DJ or someone is a music producer. So when you go to a festival, 80% of the crowd is like someone, like people who know music.
Yeah.
Who know music. So you have to come with the game. Like you have to up your game in South Africa.
Yeah.
That's why we produce like a lot of quality, high quality DJs.
Yeah.
And we export them as well from South Africa because here it's
competitive. Yeah.
It's highly competitive.
Yeah.
So when they go there, they are the best. South Africans are deemed one of the best DJs, DJ performers. Yeah.
But why do you think it's that? Because I know that, you know, I come from an era where we've been, you know, I've been seeing a lot of young kids coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even the older guys are still in. Do you feel that DJs are working together? Do you get resistance from the older guys who you are looking upon, and then now when you talk to them, how is the relationship on your side?
Hotman, from my experience, honestly speaking to you, you're the only OG that I ever worked with in South Africa. But most of the people I work with are Europeans.
Yeah.
So bigger. I was shocked that you even contacted me. I was like, how did Kurtman get my number?
No, I loved. You know, I loved what we were doing.
Yeah.
And then I said, no, come, let's operate. And when you came in here, You found me. I finished working on the Salima track.
Oh, yes.
Tiki Tiki, which is already causing havoc all over. Crazy. And you listen to it, you say, Krutman.
That one.
Yeah.
That one.
Yes. You say, Krutman. Then I say, Intuanas, come in and add your elements.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can ask my bodyguard. We went to the hotel and he was like, bro, good night. I'm like, all right, cool. And he saw I was online like until 3 a.m. He's like, bro, are you up? I'm like, yeah, I'm still up, bro. He came to the room. I'm like, bro, I'm still working on this track. I can't sleep. Bro.
Yeah.
I think this is a crazy track. This is a big track. I believe in it so much.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When I
mean, that's how we connected. And later on, Panshapa had an event in his hometown.
Yes.
And then I decided to go and see what's happening in Thabantsho.
Yes.
And I met your dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Thank you. You met my dad.
I met your family.
Yes.
Yeah. So how is it back home there when you go to Thabantsho now? Because, you know, it's a small town.
Yes.
But now you are now this global, you know, star who's like really making it in the dance space. I mean, how are people looking at you and even your peers?
When I'm home, they know me as Andile.
Oh,
and they'll forever know me as Andile.
Yeah.
I'm not big. I grew up with them in the same streets. They know me as that. And they love what I do. And most of them are inspired. And most of them started making music because they were just DJs. But most of them started to make music. Like, bro, I make beats now, bro. I'm like, let's go. So, like, it's a, I don't want to say, but it is isolated community. Thabantsho is like, in the center of South Africa, but far from everything, far from what's happening outside. But my impact has brought electronic music scene inside of it, and it's growing, and they're enjoying it.
And I must say, when I went to your hometown,
yes.
I spent time with your dad. Your dad is really humbled, you know?
Yes.
And he was saying that, you know, I could see his tears coming down. Saying that I didn't know that my kid was going to be this because I wanted him to finish civil engineering.
Yeah.
He's the one who is taking care of us. You know, I met your grandmother, you know, showed me, you know, the four-room house and told me that, you know, you've bought them furniture and all that. Well done, man. Well done, man. And yeah, may God bless you, man.
Thank you so much.
But back to the music, man. Back to the music. What's your take now? You know, Afro House, Afro Tech is really making huge impact, you know, worldwide. And what do you think is the next big thing now, the way it is?
For me, I just need the big guys to claim it.
Yeah.
To claim it and to not let it be, I don't want to say diluted, but to not let it go away from us.
Yeah,
because
you mean, or from its roots, where it started.
From where it started.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want people to know where it comes from, and where if you know where things come from, you know where they are going.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the influence has always been big. That's why I'm saying that when you look at, when we're doing the church grooves, doing the BOPs, you know, it was tribal house. I mean, it was a tribal house, you know, but the influences were coming. They're coming from different, you know, Bodhisattva, one of my best producers in the space.
Yes.
When you look at what was happening in the French territory, when you look at what DJ Gregory were doing, looking what Louis Vega is doing out there in New York, everything, you know, was being built.
Everything was being built.
Yeah, if you look at what Onson Lade, you know, was doing, and wow, this is where we are. This is where we are. But anyway, you know what? We are in the era of AI. What's your take on AI?
I'm conflicted. But
why are you conflicted?
I'm conflicted with AI. I don't know who said this. I think it's Albert Einstein. Our intelligence is the ability to adapt to change.
Yes, yes.
So we have to adapt.
Yeah.
Or we will get extinct.
Yeah.
We have to use AI.
Yeah.
We have to utilize it in a way. I like the way Afrojack uses it.
Okay.
I don't have an idea.
How does he use it?
So I don't have an idea. here is a loop, create a melody, help me like create a melody, maybe a warm melody, I'm outside, feeling the sunshine, then the AI creates the melody, but then he listens to the melody and he tweaks it on the side, like, okay, I like it, but he creates, he recreates that melody.
Yeah.
Or sometimes he takes it like that. Rather than saying, make a full track, then I'm like, full track, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. But you can use it to further your music production.
So as a producer, how have you used it to your advantage?
To my advantage?
Yeah. How have you used it as a producer?
AI.
Yes.
Right now.
Mm.
I haven't used it.
Okay.
I haven't used it, but I know guys who have used it and they make incredible tracks.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Oh yeah, I've used it. Actually, right. I've used it. But
oh, you've used it.
I've used it.
Okay, how did you use it?
Because there's a track that I wanted to release, but I didn't have the rights of the original vocals.
Yeah.
But then AI can re-sing it for you rather than finding a studio artist.
Okay.
AI can re-sing that whole song for you.
Okay.
So you just upload it and the AI sing almost exact vocals.
Yeah.
Get it and can release it.
Yeah, but now who's going to have the rights? Because you've taken the original work from somebody.
Honestly, I still don't know how covers work. And
They will come claiming for it. You must watch out for that. Because, you know, this is what's happening where you take someone's song, then you redo it, and then the melody, you know, they will come in and claim on it.
Mm.
You know, and I mean, I know that there's a lot of big cases going on now
where
people are doing, those things, you know. That's the stuff which I won't advise, you know, that is better. Yeah, if it enhances your production in a way, but, you know, taking someone's track and redoing it, it's illegal. Panchapa, you took me to Kenya, man.
Yes.
And I know that you do a lot of stuff in Kenya. How do you feel about the vibe in Kenya? Because when I played with you, over the weekend, I was shocked to find that, you know, because we've got this thing going on in South Africa.
Yes.
In terms of the African continent, where it comes to Afro House, Deep Tech, Deep House. But Kenya, it's at another level.
Peak.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me about Kenya.
Kenya, first time I went there,
because
it was in 2023.
Yes.
This new agency
that
Mojo introduced me to. They're like, they want to book me for Kenya. I was like, Kenya?
Yeah.
Okay. Because the only thing I know about Kenya is Maasai.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
I go to Kenya. It's a club called Muse, a cool club. One of the top clubs set by DJ Mag in the world. I went there. The first DJ played, and that first DJ did not play commercial house music.
Yeah.
He played unreleased stuff. I'm like, yo, okay. And they loved unreleased music.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, maybe I'll play unreleased music as well. I played unreleased music. They loved it. And after that, they always call my sets unshazamable sets or like Shazam is on retirement for his shows. So they always call me for they always call me a guy who plays unreleased tracks. They love me because of that.
Big up, man. They're playing a big role in making spreading the message. And it's good when we see also that it's spreading out in some of the African countries. Big up to guys like Yuji. Koda guys.
Koda.
Took care of me. But anyway, Panchapa, thank you. But before you leave.
Yes, Khotman.
Your family, because now you're disconnected with your family. You're staying in Portugal. And how do you handle that situation?
Yo, Khotman is difficult.
Because let me tell you, Panchapa, when he came here, I played with him in Kenya over the weekend. So, then he followed me. Actually, before he was in Kenya, he played in London, and then he went to play in Lagos, Nigeria. Then I met him in Kenya. And then the following day, you know, we're supposed to meet. And then he told me that he's driving to Tabanchu. He wants to just take his daughter to school.
Yes.
Those moments, man. When you have to see them for that short period.
Hotman, this one will make me emotional. Hotman.
Yeah.
Yo. Charles, Hot Money, my kids mean the world to me.
Yeah, yeah. How many kids do you have?
I have two kids.
Yeah.
I have two kids, Hot Money. So the thing is, me and my wife, we work. My wife, she does articles for civil engineering,
yeah,
Portugal. I'm touring the world. So my wife's mother was like, you guys cannot raise kids in a foreign country alone because you're no longer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and I have all the free time to raise them. So bring them here so I can raise them for you.
Yeah.
So it was the hardest decision for us, but we know it's for the best.
Yeah, no, I always see it with Nati, you know, when he's touring, he leaves and then he comes back. He spends most of his time, you know, with his kid. Shimza says the same thing.
Yes.
But does it at times get lonely out there because, you know, you're playing for this big crowd and all of a sudden, boom, it disappears and you're by yourself? Because people think that being a DJ and being out there, you know, in foreign countries, it's easy.
Hot Money, I would say I'm still young.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm still starting. It's been 3 years now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So everything is quick. I don't want to say it's quick. Maybe it's happening at the right time.
Yeah.
But I haven't reached that point where I'm like, I feel lonely.
Yeah.
Because Lagos.
But also is the traveling, you know, because you're jumping from one flight to another flight and all that stuff.
It's always
what
exciting.
What is the hardest part? What is the hardest part?
Oh, man, there's no hardest part. It's always exciting.
Oh, you're enjoying traveling. You're traveling.
Yeah,
the
world. I enjoy it.
Only thing you have is missing your kids.
That's the only hardest thing.
Okay. Banshapa in the house. I've got my man, Robotic. How do you feel about him, man?
That's the craziest DJ ever. For me, the best to ever come out of Botswana.
Yeah.
The best producer, talented guy. I love him. I love him to bits, and he knows it as well. I love his music. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
He's the future.
No, he was actually excited when I told him that you're coming here.
Because,
you know, he was in gaps. Then I say that you need to come through so that you're going to be with Banshapa. He was like, serious, Krutman. Because the other day, you know, we were with Chimza. Mm-hmm. He was like, hey, Krutman, the other day with Caesar. So I'm putting him on that way, you know, putting him in the map. So we're going to rock with him now. You're
with
ready
him.
To mix.
With him?
Yes. He's here.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Let's make it happen.
Sharp.
Banshapa for you. All right. Danko, I believe.